How has Canadian tourism been in Niagara Falls this summer?
Well, we don't have any scientific data, unfortunately. You know, it's all anecdotal in speaking to our partners and everything else. Plus, Niagara County over the years has become less reliant on the Canadian market. You know, since the dollar it has such disparity and is in a state of flux and the exchange rate is so high, that, of course, affects them traveling over. And a lot of the Canadians do come over more for day trips and overnights into Niagara County. But that has been affected. Of course, some of our attractions get day trips, like the aquarium and Old Fort Niagara and some other attractions. And they have seen, you know, a decrease in the Canadian market. On the one bright spot has been recently some research that from Longwoods International that's showing that their disdain, if you will, or whatever for the for Americans has fallen and softened, and there was starting to be somewhat of a return into the United States overall for travel. And now that we are seeing this spike in the trade war, now it's too early to tell if that will have a negative impact, which I'm sure it will.
How has it been compared to the last couple of years?
Well, you know, I think for sure over the last year and a half that there has been a drop for sure in Canadian traffic. I mean, you're talking, you know, upwards in many destinations around the country. I don't mean to speak on behalf of everybody else, but there has been, you know, double-digit decreases anywhere between 10 and, you know, 30%, even as high as 35 and 40% at some times, with a drop in Canadians crossing border, using airlines, or going into particular destinations for travel.
The latest round, the last couple of days of talks between Trump and Carney, now there is talk of another round of tariffs. How could that affect your ability to attract Canadians to come across the border?
Well, I know that I don't think tariffs per se depend, you know, tourism is not tariffed, you know, it's a sort of an intangible product, if you will. So I think the tariffs are more on a tangible product that is manufactured in either country. You know, I know now they're, you know, one is duplicating the same tariffs, Carney against the U.S. now as of today. So it's not the tariffs per se, it is just this, you know, sort of another punch to the Canadian market, and already that grassroots, if you will, patriotism in Canada really spiked in the last year and a half, and their desire to travel to the U.S. Certainly softened as a result of trade wars and other rhetoric from the administration. And so this is, of course, going to, I think, resurrect that patriotism and or that grassroots in Canada, and is going to have a negative impact. I mean, it's hard to tell, but I am sure in that crystal ball that is going to have a negative impact. We'll start to see some research here very soon, I'm sure, out of different research companies.
And we have heard the President Trump saying he wants to call Lake Ontario Lake America. How could that affect, in your mind, trade talks and maybe discourage tourists from coming to Niagara Falls from Canada?
Again, it's going back to what I said. I think it's just that punch, you know. And I think, you know, I think Canadians never really were cohesive in their patriotism. As a country, and like I said, in the last year and a half, you've seen a spike in that grassroots patriotism, and that is just another point that will see a rise in that, I don't want to say a hatred, but a disdain for America and for the United States, and will have a negative impact, unfortunately.